بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A true lover is never satisfied until he reaches his beloved. If he is still on the path to love, he hasn't yet reached the beloved, and he's left trying, then that's indicative of the fact that he is not true in his love. If he's true in his love, then no matter how long it takes, what difficulty he has to go through, but he's going to be committed. But I haven't yet achieved that love. That love that I've been searching for, I haven't yet acquired that. Hence, you see, our elders, this was their modus operandi, this was their mindset, that they looked for Allah Ta'ala. And as the Quran Sharif says, وَابْتَهُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ. You're looking for Allah Ta'ala, so you'll have to look for means to reach Allah Ta'ala. This is how Allah Pak has designed the world, that you don't get things directly. That you want food, then you will have to do some farming, agriculture, stock farming, etc. So through these means, Allah Ta'ala provides you. He doesn't give you anything directly. By the same token, you want Allah Ta'ala, then there are some means that you have to adopt. وَابْتَهُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ. There's two words, one is with a sod, one is with a seen. But both have got approximately the same meaning. Some of the linguists, they make a small variation in both the words. They say both means to join, wasal. But the one wasal is a joining with love. So this joining to Allah Ta'ala is a joining, not an ordinary joining, but joining with love. So, you know the price that a man pays for love. Anything, whatever comes, I must get that. That is provided he is true, he is honest in his love. Otherwise, you say, well, you're not the only one. There's many fish in the ocean. One is gone, I can get the next one. So that is not true love. The person who had come and completed Masnavi Maulana Rum, Mufti Ilahi Bakhsh, and Maulana Rum Rahmatullah predicted that there will be someone who will come and complete my kitab. So he's got an incident that one person was pursuing a girl. So the girl noticed that someone is following me. So she asked, what's happened? No, I am in love with you. So the girl thought of an idea. She said, you know what? My sister is following me. She's a few meters behind. She's much more beautiful than myself. So he took a U-turn to go that side. And this one gave him a tight clout. You said, you beloved, you love me. And you just heard of a little bit of beauty, and then straight away you turned around. So your love is not true. If you were true in your love, then you would have followed right through, come what may, any difficulty, any hardship. So that is the love that is true. So when Allah Pak says that Silatullahi al-Jannah wa Silatullahi ghaliya, the commodity Allah Pak is selling is Jannat. And that commodity is very, very priceless, very expensive. So if that is priceless, then how much more priceless will be Allah Ta'ala himself? They say, وَجَاءَ عِيدٌ وَهِيَ لِلنَّاسِ حَتَّى إِنْقَضَى. وَأَنْتَ لِلْعِيدِ عِيدٌ. You the Eid of the Eid. In other words, you the beauty of Jannah. The whole beauty, the essence of Jannah is Allah Ta'ala. Like, you're going to a hall, right? Allah Ta'ala protects us from all these places, right? But sometimes, to make us understand, we have to give some illustrations, right? Not that you must go and see the hall now. Go to a hall for a concert or a wedding, right? So, the thing that is desired is to see the bride. But if you didn't see the bride, then you are lost out, man. They give you the best of biryani, say, I can eat at home also. But I came here to see this, and I lost out. I didn't see this. So though you say that we're going to the hall, right? You say, where are you going to? Going to Civic Hall, going to Orient Hall, going to NMG Hall, right? That's what you would say. That's how you would say. You will not say, I'm going to see the bride. You hear anybody saying, I'm going to see the bride. But what is intended? To see the bride. Right? So Jannat is intended, we say, As'aluka al-Jannah. Ask Allah Ta'ala for Jannah. But what is the real intent? The intent is to see Allah Ta'ala. وَأَنْتَ لِلْعِيدِ عِيدٌ. He is the joy of the joys. The joy of the joys. The real joy is Allah Ta'ala. Because He is the creator of joy. So when He is the creator of joy, then he is the thing that you're supposed to be searching for. So this talab and the search cannot die. It has to continue. It has to continue for off, forever. There was one Abdul Karim Jili, rahmatullah alayh. So for some wrong reasons, baseless reasons, he was imprisoned. There was no real reason for imprisoning him. And came a Friday, then he would bath in the prison, put on new clothes, apply good itar, and then come right to the gate of the prison and say to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, this was the extent that I could reach up to. Beyond this, I can't do anything. But to show Allah Ta'ala that you're going to try, and you're going to try the utmost right till you reach there. So this is the path of love. Path of love, there is no end. You can't say now, I tried etikaf, this, that, now the love is over. There's no love there. What's love? The love, until he didn't meet his beloved, he is not satisfied. He is not at ease. That's in his mind. Go on trying. The love of a mortal thing is such, you fail, say, all right, this was one thing, now by the way, jump on to something else. Right? That's a mortal thing. Because one of the rooms says, Ishq ba murda pa inda nest. Ke murda ba ma ainda nest. He says, to have love for a mortal thing is not an eternal love. It's not a lasting thing. Ishq ba murda pa inda nest. It's not a thing that is lasting. Ke murda ba ma ainda nest. Ke the dead, the mortal, they will not be with us. No matter what you try, but it's not going to be with you. It's going to be with you for a short period, and then they will have to separate ways. You have to separate, and they will have to separate. Ishq ba hayyu qayyum dar. But if you want to give your love, you want to give your heart, then to the one that is eternal, living and always. He is like he was, and he will be like he is. He doesn't change. Allah Ta'ala is like he was, and he will be like he is. So he's eternal, his beauty is eternal, his love is eternal. And when he's eternal, then you can't get satiated. The more you look, the more you want to see. Here, you'll be fascinated with a girl before marriage. Before marriage, provided you're not dating and mating, right? So you'll be excited. And after marriage, now you saw it, the novelty is over, right? There is some novelty, but after marriage, it's not like what it was before marriage. But the beauty of Allah Ta'ala, that's eternal, goes on and on. It just escalates, carries on from one level to the other level, just carries on. When people gave their lives for the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right, you well imagine now what was the extent of love you can have for Allah Ta'ala. On the occasion of the Hajjatul Wida, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam offered 100 camels, 63 slaughtered himself, and the other balance that Ali radiallahu anhu had slaughtered, right? So on that occasion, the hadith says that those camels were actually rushing to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a blessing. The hand, whose hands? What occasion? What is the place? كُلُّهُنَّ يَزْدَلِفْنَ بِأَيَّتِهِنَّ يَبْدَوُ Each one, the wording is approximately, each one is rushing up. Rushing up, hey, the hands of the beloved. And for the beloved, the hands of the beloved, and for the most beloved, and the place, will we ever have this opportunity again? Even those camels had the sense that the hands of Nabi Sosan, and we're going to be having that blessed occasion to be under the hand of Nabi Sosan. So, what better? Men and animals, everything, they want to be offering themselves for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Right. A woman, Nabi Sallam has left the world. A woman comes, she finds out about the Roza Mubarak, she comes in and she cries and she dies, expires there straight away. Can't contain the love. Right. But a man died in love. A woman died in love. Is there anything greater? We died and we died in love for the person. Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullahi, he says, one person is out for Hajj, youngster. And the real time to do all this thing here is in your youth. And I say the youth is about from 16 till about 39, 40. Right? That's your youth, prime. 40, all right, 41, 42 also. But that's the youth. Right? After that, then the day your innings are over. You're batting, but your innings are over. But if you can give Allah Ta'ala your best, that was the prime, that was the cream of your life. Everything was active in you. Your emotions, your energies, the adrenaline in you was very active. And you could give that to Allah Ta'ala, the best for the best. So He will give you the best then. The best for the best. In return, Allah Pak will give you the best. That you gave your best to me, and I will give you my best. Person can give charity when at the time around he's dying now. The doctor says he's got cancer now, not much chance left. He says, all right, this property, work here, that one there, give to this masjid and all that, he can do that. But that is a time when he has to go now. What else to do with the property? He can't do anything else with the property. So as he's dying now, he says, rather than it go to waste, then rather give it to someone. So that is not appreciated. Like you prepared some food and there was some leftover. So it's all right, go and give some of the garibs there, right? So all right, that garib will take it. But an honorable person, you give him leftovers. So can we give Allah Ta'ala this type of love? So the best for the best. So this person is en route to Hajj, right? Now it doesn't mean now those that are old now, they must lose hope. They can try also, right? They can try also. Who knows? Because they are old people now, they get despondent, hey, we lost our big way. Who knows that old person's tea also, Allah made us appreciate. One old man, he died, and the interrogation started off. Yeah, old Chacha, what you came with? The old Chacha is quiet. Why are you quiet now? So he says, I'm reflecting over one hadith. What was it? So now I heard from so-and-so, and so-and-so heard from Abdul Razak. And Abdul Razak heard from so-and-so, Al-Qama or someone. And he heard from Ibn Mas'ud. And he heard from whoever he heard afterwards, right? And he heard from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard from Jibreel. And Jibreel heard from Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah yuhibbu zishaybatil mu'min. Allah loves that old Muslim, gray head, gray beard, Allah Pak loves him. So he said, I heard this hadith, Allah Pak loves that Muslim that is great, right? But here I'm seeing, I'm getting interrogated here, I'm getting torn here. So Allah Ta'ala's answer came in, that Abdul Razak spoke the truth, and all those narrators spoke the truth, and Jibreel and our Rasul spoke the truth, and Jibreel spoke the truth, and I am the most truthful. Go, I have forgiven you. So Allah Pak loves that as well. So those that are old, they don't need to become despondent. Just increase the hope. But in increasing the hope, you must remember, as the hadith says, that Allah Ta'ala will deal you according to your hope for him. But the hope is true when there is when it's accompanied by some effort, right? Then you can say that that's a hope. Like, you're doing some farming, right? Doing some farming. So, one is that you dug the furrows, you loosened the soil, you irrigating, you planted the seed. Whatever was required of you, you did. And then you hoped in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala will provide cozy, right? And one is, person didn't do a stitch of work. Not a stitch of work. He didn't dig the furrows. He didn't plant the seeds. He didn't irrigate. And he's hoping in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that I'll get a beautiful crop this year. What will you say? Yeah? It's a dhoka. This is deception. Yeah, he did some work. And after doing some work, then he hoped in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Then you say, this is hope. But if he didn't do any work, no preparation at all, no farming, nothing he did. No farming, no irrigation, no digging of furrows, no planting of seeds. And if he's a beautiful crop will come out, what do you say? Well, you're wasting time. Won't you say that? So the same, we do some effort, and with the effort, that effort is accompanied with the hope in Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Pak wants you to do that. That you do some effort and hope in Allah Ta'ala. Not just an effort and not just hope. Both are extremes. Just an effort is wrong, and just hoping is also wrong. Both must go hand in glove. He didn't take the path of Jannah at all, did all the things of Jahannam, and then he wants to land up in Jannah. Is it right? He did something, all right, maybe not the best, some broken efforts he did. Then with that he hopes in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. You will say this is a hope that is right. It's a hope that's got some substance. It's a hope that is right, right? It's guided. So I say again, the actual time to give Allah Ta'ala is your youth. And the youth is about 16, 17, till about 41, 42. That's the prime. Everything is working in you. Everything is active. The adrenaline is raging in you. And at that time you say, Allah Ta'ala, no, leave all this thing here. I am for you. I want you, and I am for you. I want to give myself to you. For your love. To earn your love. And Allah, you guide me. Obviously, I say that there are ways. وَبْتَهُ إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ. You will seek for the ways that will lead you to His love. You will seek the ways that will lead you to His love. And generally, Allah Pak has designed this world that you have to adopt the means. You want to do Hifz, you go to a Hifz class. You want to do Alim, you don't go direct. You may have a case where one odd person became a hafiz of his own. But that's not the style. The style is you go through someone. You learn tajweed, you go to one qari sahib, right? Kitabs, you go to one mulana, right? So he's kept the style here, and you adopt the style. Unfortunately, we have adopted another style nowadays. We felt, no, we can do it ourselves. Any masla, we can do it ourselves. So that means the path of love also we can acquire ourselves. Then you'll get complicated, then you'll get confused, then you'll ask 10 questions. Why is it like this? Explain me this. So from the outset, we are telling you that this world has been designed with cause and means. You want something, then you adopt the protocol, procedure, you will reach up. You are feeling ill or something, then you visit a doctor. Right? If it's something that you cannot understand, it's a common fever, flu, everybody understands that. But if it's something complicated, you don't do it yourself. So that we know in dunya, we know that we have to apply that. But just strangely in deen, we don't apply it. So like in dunya, we apply the same principle, the same maxim. that in things that are a little beyond us, then we go to someone. We'll ask someone who knows about it, who's versed, who's quite experienced, we go to him. And the path becomes so much more easy. So this youngster, and I say that youngster, the ibadat of a youngster, Allah Baksh loves it so much. Amongst those people that will be under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala is a youngster. Youngster who was nasha'a fi ibadatillah. He gave himself from the youth. Allah Baksh appreciates it so much. When he talks about the people of the cave, he says, innaum fityatun. They were those youngsters. Allah Baksh must have loved them so much. The youngsters, they gave themselves to me. Allah would say, innahum mu'minun. He would have said that, but he said they were youngsters. So, in so much of love, Allah Baksh is speaking about that. In so much of pride and honor, he's speaking about them. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim. They were youngsters. And they stood firm. They were youngsters and they stood firm. So this is the actual time that you give yourself to Allah Ta'ala. But as I say, there is a procedure, there is a way, and this way requires, in the words of Thami Sahib Rahmatullahi, it requires fana. Consider yourself to be a non-entity. Then just follow. Consider yourself to be nothing. The more a person thinks himself to be nothing, the more he just escalates. It's like a seesaw. The more you push one end, the other end goes up. And so now I want to remain top, then you don't go up. So this whole path is like that seesaw. The more you're going to push down, you think nothing of yourself. You feel that I'm desperate of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. I can't move without Him. The more you're going to do it, and the more you're going to escalate. You're going to exalt. But you want to keep your status, you want to keep yourself, and then you want Allah Ta'ala to accept you. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of you. As though it's a person, he's too proud about himself, right? And he wants a girl to come, the queen to come and accept him. Will it happen? If I stick yourself, you're not interested. You need to show some matlab, some garaz you need to show, I'm mad after this woman. Right? When there's so many people that are seeking, and that one person just standing in the corner, she must come and love me. So what happened? Right? You need to show the talab, because he's the ultimate, Allah Baksh is the ultimate, there's nothing above. So what is the level of garaz you're going to show? What's that level of thirst you're going to show, of enthusiasm you're going to show. The level of enthusiasm requires that you think yourself to be a total non-entity. He is love, he is beauty, and you? Nothing. Where are you and where is his love and his beauty? It's even it's not even fair to say that you're his lover. Not even fair. But look at yourself and look at the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. Eternal, continuous, ultimate beauty, ultimate exaltation, right? And you saying that you love him, right? So you're not even, you can't come in the equation. It's his blessing that he says, all right, I like you. That is his blessing. But otherwise, for you to say that, that also is not keeping in the spirit of love. Imagine, one friend of mine was telling me, he saw one Sikh, this people that wear the turbans, like a real down and out, completely down and out, in rags and all that. So he saw this Sikh and he went up to him and said, what happened? He said, no, it's none of your problem. I see now this person is real, is out, is miserable, clothing is not right, he's in a state of disarray, pareshan. I said, but tell me something, what's your problem? So he pulled out his wallet and he showed the photo of Miss Queen, Miss World, right? Say, is cheez ne mujhe pareshan kar rakha hai. This thing here has got me troubled. Right? I want to get married to her. How do I reach her? So imagine the background he's coming from and who is he in search of. It's an insult for her if she gets to know that this person here is in search of her. Right? Isn't it an insult? So we are even worse off. We are even worse off. And then we want to have an attitude towards Allah Ta'ala. No, there is Allah Ta'ala. The only thing we've got to offer is our humility, our nothingness, our non-entity. That's the price we can offer. We are nothing, our wealth is nothing, we are nothing, we are absolutely nothing. It is just your divine grace. You must embrace us. We are dirt, we are filthy, we are gunegar, we are everything, every sin we are involved in, every wrong. We're so dirty, right? But then your divine grace, it was just look at us once and you turn things around. The divine grace is such that it looks at that filth also, it just turns it around. Right? Look at that manure, right? One grace, one sight of grace, what happens to the manure? Then it turns to a fruit plant, a sweet smelling plant. Eh? Just one divine grace, one look of Allah Ta'ala, from what and to what? Eh? What it was smelling, it was thrown away, and Allah just looked at it with a little bit of grace, and what he turned around to. So we are like that, we like that dirt. Really, maybe worse than the dirt, right? But that one divine grace, one look of Allah Ta'ala will just turn us around. So we need to think of ourselves like that we are nothing. Then Allah Ta'ala will feel sorry for us. Then He'll usher us. But we sit like with an attitude and we want Allah to love us. No, you're wasting your time. So this Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah, he says, so you have to understand this concept. See, your knowledge, your understanding, your righteousness, your virtue, everything is nothing. It is just His grace. But that doesn't mean now that you don't try. Like I said, you must try and then hope. That's what He wants. He doesn't want you to sit back. You just don't try, you leave all your instruments and don't try at all, that He doesn't want you to do that. So He wants you to try, but in that struggle, He wants you to feel that you are nothing as well. That I will usher you. I will feel sorry for you, I'll take pity for you, and I will take you in. So you have to try, but with the try, you must be convinced that you are nothing. Your ilm is nothing, your knowledge is nothing, your expertise, your achievements are nothing. Your wealth, everything is nothing. Right? You must try with that frame of mind. So this Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah, he says that there was a youngster that was accompanying the caravan of Hajj. So, as he's accompanying the caravan of Hajj, they say this youngster had a very strange, unique behavior. Sometimes he's singing, sometimes he's crying, sometimes he's jumping. You can see now it's something. This youngster is not normal. His hair is disheveled, clothing is dusty. You can see now he's fired with something, he's fired with love or something. And the way he's carrying on, not eating well, but he's moving with the crowd, moving. That's his behavior. Sometimes he's shouting, sometimes he's shrieking, sometimes he's singing away, sometimes he's sitting. And long, long hours he's in sajda. So, in the meanwhile, after all the struggle, eventually they come to the Baytullah. And the Muallim says, Shuf Aza Baytullah. Look, this is the Baytullah. Now we got to know the real worth of this youngster. Before this, we didn't know. We didn't know who this youngster was. So then he shrieked out. He says, Churasi Bakue Mustar, Bakue Dilbar. Churasi Bakue Dilbar. Basipar Jane Mustar. He says, when you come to the house of the ultimate love, ultimate love. That's the house of the ultimate love. See? Now we're going for Hajj and Umrah, but more as a ritual. We didn't learn the lessons of love yet. We didn't learn it, we didn't perfect it, we're not interested in those lessons. Yes, we're interested in the rituals. You made your faras, now learn the lessons of love. What is to love? How do I get to love? What must I do? That Allah Ta'ala must love me. Now you see that one step of yours is different. Totally different. You go to the Baytullah, if you didn't learn the lessons of love, it's just rituals. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi's story, Hazrat Ji rahmatullahi used to say quite often, you know, that at the Baytullah, it is that special noor that descends, the special tajalli. Effulgence of Allah Ta'ala, special noor is descending, right? So the thing that attracts you is that effulgence. Right? Then in proportion to your talab, to your search, you get something. Otherwise, it's brick, it's mortar, right? So what you're going there, what is the thing that attracts you? It is a special. Inna awwala bayti wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkata mubarakaw wa hudal lil-alamin. What is that mubarakaw wa hudal lil-alamin? What's that? That barakah that is descending, that hidayat, that nur that is descending. That is the point where everything is being distributed from. But then, have you got the capacity to receive? So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, he's come to the Baytullah, but he sees that, I don't see that nur, that special light, you know. You can sense it, you can perceive the thing. Today I'm here, but I don't perceive it today. Where is it gone? In the meanwhile, he sees Rabia Basriya rahmatullah alayha, she comes in. And he sees also that nur has come to embrace her. So this light of Allah Ta'ala that is the thing that talks of gender equality. What? You know, talk of gender equality, this is what talks about gender equality. As far as the merit of the hereafter, this equality. In the administration of this world here, there is a thing of difference of ranks, right? Someone is, the prime minister will be above the minister will be above a normal person, right? So you'll get this variance of ranking in this world. But as far as the merit of the hereafter, there's total equality. Apni karni, apni bharni, what? Apni karni, apni bharni. You do and you take. You do and you take. You pick and pay. You pick and you do and you take. Whatever you want, you take it, but you pay for it. And you'll get it. Apni karni, apni bharni. You're going to strive for it, you're going to get it. You're going to live, you're going to be relaxed, you're going to get left out. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi sees that this light has come for this person here, Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi. And I say in the merit of the hereafter, there is gender equality. Not only gender equality, race equality, every level of equality. Everybody is tested on one standard, right? No matter what he is, what background he's coming from, what's the color, what's the language, what's the age, what's the gender, everybody is equal. Apni karni, apni bharni. The wife of Fir'aun can be the highest of the womb of Jannat, whereas Fir'aun, the husband, is the lowest of the people of Jahannam. Can you see the disparity? Here he was above, and he was beating her, right? And there she is above. She is about the highest of the woman, right? And he is about the lowest. You see the equality. So she had it. She was online. She was on cause. She went up to the highest level. And he was off cause. He went to the lowest. See the equality there. So you can't say that, no, I am a man and I come first. I must have some type of superiority. Allah is going to check you in a different scale altogether. So this Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, he wants to know, all right, but this woman, she won the race. You know, how come the Baytullah, the special nur has come to receive her, and we all got left out? You know, I tried, and I was performing a lot of namaz on the road as well. As I came to Makkah Mukarramah, I was performing a lot of namaz. But then when you see this light here, this light came to receive her, Rabia. So that Rabia had to give him the answer that, you see, you are prostrating your physical self and coming to Allah Ta'ala. And we prostrated our hearts, our minds and our hearts right through the road. We were in the state of prostration right through. We were given to Allah Ta'ala everything. Total humility from the time we left our town right till we reached Masjid Makkah Mukarramah. Total humility. Absolute submission. Absolute humility. But given ourselves, we showed Allah Ta'ala that we are non-entities. Absolutely. Whatever you do, it's your call. It's your decree. It's your decision. So we came with that frame of mind and that behavior from the first leg of the journey until we came to this point. So why won't Kaaba Sharif's Noor come to receive us? She had to say this. Because he's searching for love and she's searching, but she had some ideas, she had a better understanding of the whole thing. When she had that better understanding, she came with that, prepared. With a level of preparation, she came and she won the race. So this youngster, we say, you know, he's come right to the Baytullah and he's fired with love. See, when I say this love, this race of love, you can't say I'm tired now, I'm parking on the side now. I came to Cato Ridge, I'm parking there now. After 2 hours, you can continue. Can't say that. That race has to continue wherever you are. And even if you're feeling tired, if you just take some breath and move on. You've got a puncture, then fix the puncture and move on. You can't say, no, I puncture now, forget now, how am I going to continue? But you puncture now, fix up and carry on the race. You say you're a Formula A, so it was your driving must be like A. You can't say, I got a puncture now, forget it now. You must continue, you have to continue. You're trying for the ultimate, you're trying for the best. So that person who's really fired with love, he doesn't tire at any point. If you tired and you stopped at any point, that means your searching for love wasn't true. You weren't a truthful searcher. So this youngster, at this point, he says, "Chu rasi bakuwa dilbar basipar dil mustar." When you come to the house of the beloved, then give your life. Because the life is the most precious thing, right? When someone, a robber or someone, robs you at gunpoint, right? You say, "Boss, take everything, but leave me." Don't you say that? At that time, the money, you understand, the money, the motor car, everything is not worth anything. What is the most worthful? It's your life. Don't you understand at that point? Mr. Dida, someone asked him, some non-Muslim asked him, that when you start off your namaz, then why do you do this? So this is a state, this is a sign of total submission. When you're at gunpoint, don't you do this? Don't you do this? Hands up. Give up completely. Say, "Allah Bhagavan, I'm total submission." Mabada bara digar na rasi badi tamanna. He says, "I come today, I came with a lot of aspiration, a lot of love, you know. Maybe I don't get another opportunity to come to the house of the beloved. I came here, I want to give the best." When you come, right, you return from a journey, you want to bring the best for the beloved, right? And nikah time now, you traveled and you came to your beloved. So you offer the best. You don't take one small old shoes somewhere lying there, the wuzu kara was broken. Do you do that? In the wuzu kara, you leave some broken shoes, you know, people can go to the toilet and all that, right? But you take that as a wedding present. The best thing, right? You're coming the first time to the beloved. So the thing that is dearest to you, you want to give it. Now you understand that the dearest thing is your life. There isn't anything above that. Dearest. He's given that life and you're giving it back to him. That was the dearest thing in your whole composition. That was the dearest thing. So you're giving it to Allah Ta'ala. And he just said this. He shrieked and he was so truthful in his statement that he just passed on straight. The truth. Look at the truth of this youngster. And you see this youth Allah Ta'ala loves. He really appreciates this. We appreciate this youth of ours. You don't get a repetition of this, just get it once, and it's a chance that you must never let go. What you can do now, you can't do afterwards. After that youth is gone, then you say, "Alas, I could have only done this and this and this." So this path of love. So until you didn't reach that, until you didn't get it, then your struggle, your trying must continue. Your tears must continue. Your struggle must continue. It mustn't be limited to a season, to i'tikaf, etc. Just go on crying. You don't know the one tear, it will strike a chord with Allah. Just strike a chord. Just the one tear may just come right. Allah Pak Taufeeq Naseeb.